Chell Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hello.
Well, before they fly, baby birds fledge. What happens when fledgling birds fledge?
Yeah, lots of things can happen. It's a pretty risky time in lives of birds. Yes, and I, you know, of course, if one is fortunate, you get to see some little birds as they come into the onto the scene of moving around in the summer. It doesn't always happen to, frequently, but hopefully we have a chance to see them every once in a while when they're at that stage that we refer to as fledgling. So just out of the nest is the way we use that word now. But turns out that the word fledge was a word that was used to describe a bird that had developed wings to fly. So it definitely was about flying, having the feathers available to, you know, actually do that. But it turns out that in the real world, fledge doesn't really apply then to some birds, because there are a number of bird species whose young cannot fly when they leave the nest. But we still refer to them as fledglings. But I came to look up the origin of the word because it struck me that, well, not all birds are the same when they come out of the nest. So is it really the same word? I mean, or should I be using a different word because it isn't really applicable? So then one thinks, well, why would some birds be flying when they come out and some birds not? I mean, it seems kind of intuitive that you'd be better off if you're flying than not. So thinking about that more, I thought we'd never really talked about, well, what are the different ways that birds leave their nests, and why is that the case, that it's not all the same. So it turns out that the manner in which a species of bird nests plays a big role in how birds fledge, what state of flying or not even flying they are when they fledge. And it's not exactly obvious why that would be, because one set of ideas would say, well, if you can fly, if you can stay in the nest long enough to fly, then you're better off. You're going to, you know, have a better chance of surviving as a new bird in the world, because you can escape predators, you can move around more quickly, you can get to food resources more easily. Flying seems like the ideal thing. But it turns out that while that is true, and birds that can fly, and even birds that can fly better than other birds, do, as individuals, have a better chance of survival by a significant amount. It goes from something like 10% or 30% mortality to 10%. If, you know, for some species, if you just keep them in the nest an extra 3 days. So, well, why wouldn't all birds be moving in that direction? But the downside of having your birds in the nest, your young birds in the nest for longer, is that, of course, all your eggs, so to speak, are in one basket. So there's a good chance that, or a better chance that, all of your progeny would be wiped out if a predator happens to find your nest, or there's some kind of weather event that destroys the nest. So there's that pressure on parent birds to get their young out of the nest more quickly than not, rather than just letting them stay as long as they want or move back in, like some of our fledglings do. And so nesting, as I said, the location of the nest and the kind of nest plays a significant role in how early birds are encouraged to leave the nest. And ground nesting birds are among the earliest. Apparently, that's because their nests are most vulnerable to being discovered and destroyed by, and the young destroyed by, a predator of some kind. And I had an encounter this summer with a fledged oven bird. And seeing that in comparison to the other birds that I had been seeing up till that time that were young, obviously young birds, blue jays, for instance, or robins, and then about the same time, rose-breasted grosbeak, young birds, all of which were flying and other than their coloration, look very similar to the adults. The oven bird that I encountered, the young oven bird I encountered, was not flying. It was on the ground, hiding, trying to hide in plain sight as I, you know, suddenly appeared where it happened to be sitting. And it had no visible tail, which is, of course, the most shocking thing because you just don't think of birds not having tails. But this is part of them leaving the nest as early as they do, oven birds being a ground nesting bird. And you know, initially I thought, well, is this bird okay? I wasn't even, it was just completely still, so I wasn't certain it was even alive necessarily. But then watching it, I could see, even though it was holding very still, I could see its little movement, so I knew it was alive. And as soon as I made any attempt to just lean down to get a little bit better look after I'd been watching it kind of standing up straight, it fluttered. So it could flutter, and it fluttered away. And right at the same moment, it was just amazing how synchronized this was. As soon as the fledgling started to try to flutter away, and did flutter away, the adult was right there, came right in, right towards my face. And so the adult was right there watching somewhere. I didn't know where. It wasn't clear to me. I was focused on the little bird, and I'm sure I wouldn't have been able to see the adult anyway. But that adult was very much engaged with what was going on and ready to defend. And so these birds that are ground nesters in particular that are getting their young out of the nest early, it also comes at a cost to them because they have that many more moving parts to keep track of and be aware of. But in this case, the adult definitely was right on the spot. So cavity nesters, they're going to, you know, hang in their nests for a lot longer. But not all bird species are fledging their young when they can fly. A lot of them are going to be on the ground.
Yeah, I was thinking wood ducks, for example.
Yes, right.
They stay there until they fly out.
Yeah.
They drop out.
Then,
then they fly.
Yeah.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for helping us understand fledging in birds.
You're welcome.